Yes, so my name is Elizabeth Nsimadara. I'm the president of the Eastern Africa Farmers Federation, a director of women affairs at the Pan-Africa Farmers Organization, and I'm also the Africa representative on the board of the World Farmers Organization. So I want to focus my interview now on the World Farmers Organization, which is a global independent body representing farmers at the global level, and the membership are the national farmers organizations across the six continents. To touch base on this session, the Climemakers. Climemakers in itself is a farmer-driven climate change initiative. We know, of course, farmers are heavily affected by climate change, as you've heard from the youth, from the discussion that happened in the room, how different farmers have been affected and impacted by climate change. But we also know there are a number of innovations that are being put together by different farmers across the entire value chain, right from production up to the plate. But most of these innovations remain, let's say, in the field, or they are not talked about. They are unsung innovations. So the Climemakers initiative is mainly to collect stories from the fields on how farmers are adapting to climate change. So it's an alliance of different actors, only that it's an initiative of WFO that was adopted at the 2018 General Assembly of the World Farmers Organization. And within this alliance, we have a number of stakeholders. We have researchers, we have farmers' organizations, we have the academia, and all other actors that are, of course, are supporting the climate change initiative. So mainly what we do is that we collect different stories from the field on the impact of climate change, and then we come up with farmer-ready innovations that farmers are putting in place to address the impact of climate change. So far we have the third edition of those stories, and the session today is also mainly to collect these stories from the field, and we shall put them together. Like you've seen, this is specifically a young farmers event. So it is specifically to collect stories on how youth are being impacted by climate change and the solutions they are putting in place to adapt and mitigate. And we shall package it and make sure that it is presented at COP27 in Sharm el-Sheikh in Egypt. Yeah, during COP27, in the session for youth.
Yes, I'd like to know now. You are going to COP27 in Egypt. Are you together in Africa?
So what we've been doing are a series of consultations. I'll give you an example. The Eastern Africa Farmers Federation, we have a roadmap to COP, to COP 27, and the same thing with the World Farmers Organizations, of course, which is the convener of the global farmers. So we've been doing a series of consultations at different level, at regional level, but also at continental level. So each region is coming up with a regional position on climate change to be presented at COP, and then all those regional consultations are going to, you know, to culminate into an apex, a continental position, and then this continental position we also fit into the global position of farmers, and that will be presented at COP as the global position of farmers towards climate change. Sure. But also we have a number of initiatives that will be presented, including, for example, the open letter. We want the attention of the different stakeholders, but also our states, to recognize the efforts and contribution of farmers in mitigating and adapting to climate change.
So what's the role of the youth in the organization?
Of course, for the youth, I mean, you can't talk about agriculture without putting a youth at the center of agri-food systems, because we know the present and the future of the agriculture sector is dependent on the youth. Otherwise, if we don't involve them in the different initiatives, then I don't think the future will ever forgive us for it will not forgive us for messing it. So that is why we have to make sure that in all our interventions, in all our programs as farmers organizations, we have youth at the center. And it is clear, even in our strategies at the World Farmers Organization, we have been running a program called the Gymnasium, where we are bringing together youth from different continents, and they are being trained in different topics concerning the agriculture sector. And these are now experts that are able to collect and represent voices of youth globally.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so
much. I appreciate.